بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We still have one hadith left in the chapter that deals with inheritance from our series on عمدة الأحكام. So who would like to read this hadith for us? Yes, أخي.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet. Three sunnahs were established in Barra. She was given the option to keep her husband or leave him after being freed. She was given meat, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the house while the pot was on the fire. He asked for food, and only bread and some dip, vinegar or honey of the house were placed before him. He said, "Didn't I see the pot on the fire containing meat?" They said, "Yes, but the meat was given to Barira as charity, and we disliked feeding it to you." The Prophet said, "That meat is alms for her, but for us it is a present from her." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "The wala is for the one who sets a slave free."
Okay, now this hadith, what concerns us of it is the last portion, which is dealing with al-wala. Al-wala is the pledge after freeing a slave. However, we will go through the hadith generally without going into too many details. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is highlighting three sunnah, three lessons from the Prophet's teachings, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was related to Barira. And these three sunnahs are as follows. One, when Barira was freed, she was given the choice whether to remain married to her husband, who was a slave, or not. And the story is well known. When Aisha freed her, she was married to a slave, and this slave's name was Maghith. And if a woman who was a slave was freed, she is given in Islam the choice to choose whether to remain with her slave husband or not, but not the opposite. Meaning, if a slave woman was married to a free man, and then her master gave her freedom, can she choose whether to stay with her free husband or not? And the answer is no. There is no choice for her because he's free. So he is in a higher position. Once she's freed, they're both in the same level. But if her husband was a slave, then this is a different issue altogether. One would say, can a free man marry a slave woman? Does not belong to him? The answer is yes. This is mentioned in the Quran with conditions, as in Surah An-Nisa. If a man is unable to marry a free woman, he doesn't have the finance to do so. And if he does not have the finance to buy a slave woman, in this case, if he's afraid that he will fall into haram, into fornication, it is permissible for him to go for the third option, which is marrying a slave. And marrying a slave is a problem because your wife is owned by this man, who can sell her next week to another man, who can sell her third week to a third and a fourth and a fifth, and your wife would be a slave owned by so many people serving in so many houses. What kind of a marriage is this? And that is why it is not at all recommended nor permissible unless the first two options are not available and the man is in a situation that he has to find a way out. So Maghith went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, asking him to intercede. The Prophet went to Barira, who chose her freedom. She doesn't want her husband. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if you were to go back to Maghith, listen to what Barira said, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, "O Prophet of Allah, are you ordering me?" Meaning, if this is an order from you, sami'na wa ata'na, I will not argue. So the Prophet said, no, this is not a religious order. I'm merely interceding. So Barira said, in this case, O Prophet of Allah, I have no intention to going back to him. The narrator of the hadith says, I think it was Anas ibn Malik, he says that we were so amazed by the great love of Maghith to his wife and the great hate, or at least wanting to go out and away from him, from Barira to him. And we used to see him walk behind her with his tears filling his beard because of this great love he had, but khalas, he had the choice. So this is sunnah number one. The second sunnah is that the Prophet came once to his home and he was hungry. And when he went in, he saw that there was a pot of meat on the fire. So he asked for some food. They brought him some bread and some dip, whether it's honey or vinegar. And the Prophet said, this is not what I had seen. I saw there was food, there was meat in the pot. They said, oh, this was giving as charity, as sadaqah to Barira. And we know that you, Prophet of Allah, do not eat sadaqah money. It is forbidden for you. And the sunnah here is, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it is sadaqah for Barira, but it is a gift for us. Meaning Barira would give it as a gift to me. Bring me the food. This sunnah is important in the form of judging things. It might be haram for a person, but it can be halal for another person. And I'll give you an example. A father works in a bank that deals with interest. He gets a salary. Of course, his income is not 100% haram. It has haram and halal, because working in a bank is not 100% haram. But end of the day, the conclusion, it is forbidden for you to work in a bank that deals with interest. So the children, the wife says, what to do? Not only that, the guests. This man invites me to his house. I know that the majority of his income is haram. Do I accept his invitation or not? The answer is, yes, you do. So it is permissible for the children and for the wife to consume from the salary of the husband who works in a bank, because it's haram for him, it's halal for us. And likewise, if he invites us, we can take this from the hadith of Barira, and we can also take it from another hadith. When a Jewish woman invited the Prophet ﷺ to a sheep she cooked, and she filled it up with poison. The Prophet went ﷺ, accepted the invitation, and ate from that sheep, not asking her, did you slaughter it or not? Did you say Bismillah or not? Not asking her, what is your income? Knowing that the Jews' income is all from riba and from consuming people's wealth unlawfully. Yet the Prophet answered her invitation and ate from it, which means that it is haram for her. It is haram for those earning haram money. But when they give it as a gift or they support the children, it is halal for the children and it's halal for us to accept the gift. Also in the hadith, we learn that it is permissible to accept or to assume that this is a gift if I know that someone would be happy to give it to me. Now, did Barira give the food to the Prophet ﷺ? No, she wasn't there. Yet the Prophet knows ﷺ. If she were to know that the Prophet considered it as a gift from her to him, she would have loved it. So the Prophet ate from it on this account. Now, this only happens if you have certain knowledge of this. But for me, for example, to go to one of you brothers and say, oh, this is my brother's wallet. Let me take from it 500 rupees and buy some sandwiches. I know he would be happy if I accepted this gift from him. This is unacceptable, because we don't have this close relationship. And this is found today. When someone comes to me, a close friend of mine, he says, listen, I need some money. What do? I give him the whole wallet. Of course, I know there is nothing in it, but no, there is something in it. I give him the whole wallet. Why? Because I love that he takes whatever he wants from it. He's my friend, and I will do the same to him. And it was reported from the Salaf that a man came to visit his friend and did not find it. And the servant admitted that person to the house. The man went to his safe, took some money, and left. And when the man, the owner of the house, came, the servant told him about what happened, and he said, you are free for the sake of Allah, because you've done something I would have loved you to have done. And he freed the slave. And he freed the slave. Nowadays, if the servant does something like this, what would we do? We would deduct it from his salary for 3-4 years in advance. No, this is not the right thing to do. The third sunnah from this hadith is that the Prophet ﷺ gave the general ruling, which is that whoever frees a slave, then the wala, then the allegiance belongs to the person who has freed him. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.